And now we have to add the security department to our organization. I remember before we had an organization that had management department, research, production, marketing, sales, supply, services, customers, business to business, web clients, and partners. And so now we had a security department to deal with the security issues, and depending on the size of the company. And this security department needed to also to be secured. And so when you add to it, you have the following architecture. You have you have secured the whole department or the whole organization, and by a security perimeter, which is creates a corporate network. And remember that if your company has departments in different countries, like for instance, you could have research in Sweden, you could have marketing and sales in Sweden, and then you have production in another country, and you have services in another country, and customers all over. So that's why it's very important to secure every department. So this security is a mat level. That is, you start by securing each computer in a department, and then you secure the whole department by using the system that we started before, intrusion detection systems, firewalls, by using visual private networks, antiviruses, and so on. And then after securing each department, then you secure the whole perimeter that make it secure, creating a corporate network. And then the entrance, the gateways to the internet, this should be even extra secured by using the system that we designed before. So at the end of the day, you have an organization that has different departments plus security, which deals with security issues, which has security management section and security technology section.